Station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Rick Rickman. Topping our report this hour, the start of final exams at Rutgers University's campus in New Brunswick was postponed Thursday morning due to a rally. Pro-Palestinian protesters are demanding that all final exams at Rutgers are canceled because there are, quote, no universities left in Gaza. The university delayed the start of finals until noon out of an abundance of caution in case the protest escalated. Protest organizers on social media called for more students to attend so they could get exams canceled for the rest of the day. The House has passed legislation that aims to crack down on anti-Semitism. Democratic New Jersey Congressman Josh Gottheimer says this was a bipartisan effort.
We've been working together for months to make sure that it's clear that there's no place for anti-Semitism or hate on college campuses, in our communities. There's nothing complicated, in my opinion, about this vote.
The bill requires the Department of Education to adopt the definition of anti-Semitism used by the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance in its enforcement of anti-discrimination laws. Critics argue the definition is too broad and could lead to censorship. The bill's chances in the Senate are unclear. We told you before about a rabid raccoon found in East Brunswick. Now a woman says she was chased by that raccoon before it was captured and put down. On Facebook, she says she felt bad for the animal. It was the first rabid raccoon found in East Brunswick this year and the second in Middlesex County. Camden County health officials also say a raccoon in Gloucester Township tested positive for rabies after it was caught last week. Meantime, the New Jersey chapter of the Council on American-Islamic Relations says in 2023, they recorded the highest number ever of bias complaints. More than half came in the final quarter of the year following the terror attack on Israel.
A plurality of all the incidents that took place, of all the complaints, occurred at educational institutions, K-12 schools, and public and private universities.
The group says this is just a snapshot of what's happening. The Muslim community struggles with reporting bias and hate incidents. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. Any chance we can get the sun to come out for the weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zara's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. It's very warm again today, but it's hard to call it summer-like because humidity is manageable and there's practically zero chance of rain and thunderstorms. That combination does not happen very often here in New Jersey, so soak it in. Highs this afternoon, 80 to 85 degrees. It will be cooler to the north and along the immediate coast. Look for good sunshine, passing clouds, a stiff breeze, and again, dry weather. Partly cloudy tonight, lows dip into the mid-50s. A very different, cooler weather day tomorrow. With increasing clouds, highs only 60 to 65. Cooler still this weekend. Saturday, mostly cloudy with a chance of showers, especially to the north. Highs only around 60. More rain expected on Sunday. From the Maloof Auto Group Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Right now in New Jersey, we're looking at 64 degrees in Clinton, 66 in Jackson, 75 in Millville. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York. Not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.